بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the last two matters in that Ibn Abi Hatim rahmatullah alayhi advised us, the advice that he heard from Qasim bin Usman radiallahu anhu, and that is, he said that when you are not believed, do not become angry. If people act deceitfully towards you, you do not act deceitfully towards them. So these are the five things that he had mentioned. I will just repeat them again for our recollection. The first one was that when you are treated unjustly, do not behave unjustly. Okay, second is when you are praised, do not become happy. When you are criticized, do not become upset. And then these last two, when you are not believed, do not become angry. And if people act deceitfully towards you, do not act deceitfully towards them. You know, many times we have this, not many times, it's a very human thing that we want to be believed. We want to be believed, we want people to go by what we tell them to do. And we want them to take our advice and to act on, you know, whatever we have told them. Little do we remember that the reality of life is that we don't know. I mean, no matter what advice we give somebody, can we guarantee that this is the best advice that the person could have got? Can we guarantee that what we are saying to the person is the best thing that could have been said to him by anybody? We cannot guarantee that. Anyone who believes that is a megalomaniac, he is crazy. The best advice we can give is to the extent of our understanding of that person's situation and to the extent of our knowledge, both of which can be faulty, and most of the time are faulty. Both of which are deficient in understanding. So therefore, if a person follows our advice, the probability of the person succeeding and the probability of the person not succeeding, the probability of not succeeding far exceeds the probability of succeeding. If a person follows your advice and it's good for him, then this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that your advice got them something good. It was not because of your advice. The only part who can say that that my advice is 100% correct is somebody who actually knows the future. And there is no one who knows the future except Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in the Quran this beautiful ayat, where he said, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, it is possible that you like something, you are attracted to something, you think something is beneficial, but actually there is harm in that thing for you. فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ, that for you in that thing there is harm. And it's possible that you dislike something, but for you, that فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that for you there is benefit in that thing. And then Allah said, Allah knows and you don't know. Now, I don't think I even need to give examples of this. Alhamdulillah, every single one of us will have examples in our own lives where we thought something was good for us. We wanted it very badly. But later on, with hindsight, And that's why they say hindsight is 20/20. And you know what is 20/20. You know what is 20/20. Yeah? So anyway, with hindsight, we realize that what we wanted and what we thought was so good for us actually was not good. Sometimes I tell myself, and I think I've also mentioned this in, you know, sometimes in some lecture or some khutbah or something. When I reflect on my own life, subhanAllah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only for accepting the du'as that I make, but I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the du'as that He did not give me. And if I reflect in my life and say that there was a time when I was asking Allah for such and such a thing, how I begged and pleaded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how much I wanted it, but Allah didn't give it. And now, many years later, in some cases, you know, decades later, now when I think on this, I say, subhanAllah, it is such a wonderful thing that Allah did not give me what I was asking Him. Because if Allah had given it to me, then I would have, you know, begged Him to take it away. I mean, I would have been so sorry. Because I was asking for something, I had no clue. I thought it was good. So obviously anyone who asks for something will ask only because he or she thinks it is good. But is it really good? We don't know. And that is what he is saying here, that if people do not ask for your advice or they do not listen to what you have to say, he said this is a very good thing because it's saving you from, you know, making a fool of yourself. It's saving you from probably saying or doing something which you didn't know about. So even though, you know, you would have given that advice with, you know, with the best intention, but who cares what the intention was? If people followed your advice and they came to grief, then they would blame you and they would say, oh, you know, it's because of you. And you said, no, what, you see, my intention was good. Who cares? You know, your intention was good, but I had a loss. So it's very good if people don't believe you. It is very good many times if people don't believe you. It's many times very good if people don't take your advice. And then he said, if people act deceitfully towards you, you do not act deceitfully towards them. See, this is the whole issue of Islam and what Islam teaches us, which is to do whatever we do because of who we are, not because of what somebody does. We are not puppets. We don't simply keep reacting to whatever people are doing. We act consciously in a particular way because that is the best way to act. We act consciously in a particular way because this pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not puppets. We are not, you know, reactionary creatures who are constantly doing this or that because of what somebody else did. Why do you care about what somebody else did? If somebody curses me, I curse him back. What does it mean? It means that I have reduced myself also to the same level. So deceitfully, if somebody is deceiving you, that person has reduced himself. That person has demeaned and insulted himself. Because the person who lies and cheats in order to get something, it doesn't matter what they are today, lying and cheating seems to have become, you know, almost a badge of honor. The biggest liars and cheaters in the world are people who are looked up to, and people say, oh, fantastic, look at this person, how much wealth he has. Yes, sure, he has his wealth, but that wealth, how did he get it? He got it by lying and cheating, he got it by deceiving people, he got it by harming people. You know, we don't seem to look at that. But doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we look at, and what we don't look at. What matters is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold us accountable for what we did, and Allah will hold everybody accountable for what they did. So if somebody lied and cheated, they're going to get what comes with that. Now, why must you do the same thing? This is what Islam is saying. Islam says you do what you do because you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What someone else did or did not do has nothing to do with you. Take the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's full of this. People did all kinds of things to them, but he never ever retaliated in kind. People cursed him, he didn't curse them back. People In a couple of cases, they also, you know, assaulted him in the sense that they didn't beat him, but he was praying in front of the Kaaba, and somebody brought the entrails of a camel and put it on his back. You know, imagine, I mean, can you just think about that? How filthy, dirty, what a miserable character that must have been who did that. And how horrible it must feel to have this filth, you know, dropped on your back and on the back of your neck and your head when you are in sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the kind of test also. Imagine, this is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody is bringing this camel entrails. Rasulullah himself doesn't know because he is in sujood. But Allah is seeing it. Allah did not stop the man. Because these are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his anbiya in tests. And alhamdulillah, they taught us by the izn and by the will of Allah, they taught us how to behave when we have such difficulties, when we are in difficulties. I don't think any of us is ever going to have that kind of a difficulty. But the point is that, you know, it shows us, so even if it goes to that extent, this is what you do. You don't behave the way the other person behaves because you are not a puppet. You're not just reacting to things. You do what you do because you know what is right, what is wrong. And you don't do what is wrong, you do what is right. I think this is the message that we need to give ourselves and to remind ourselves. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which doesn't please Him, because that's the only criterion of success. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ